I want to thank the Lord for being here tonight. Appreciate the blessings of the Lord and how the Lord is able to help. I love the Lord tonight with all my heart. I want to live for Him. I want everyone to live for God. I want everyone to realize that Jesus died on the cross, that every one of us can have victory in our soul. I appreciate that tonight. I do have a burden upon our hearts. I desire your prayers that the Lord will help us out here. We want to turn to Matthew, the 24th chapter of Matthew, very familiar scriptures. And we're going to start at the 42nd verse. And it reads like this. It says, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come." It said, we don't know. We don't know when the Lord is going to come for you and I. But we're going to have to be ready. You know, I thought about the scripture says, blessed are the pure in heart. We must be pure in heart. Lord, help us today. You know, this is a wonderful plan of salvation. And if we could only get it into our hearts, if we can only really get it into our hearts, we'll have something special. And it said here, but know this, that if the goodman of the house had known what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. And I thought about how that we don't know. And it said he's coming for every one of us like a thief in the night. You know, the thief, I thought about the thief. They usually don't come in during the day, but they come in at night. And I pray today that we need to be ready to stand before the judgment bar of God, because we're going to have to give an account. We're going to have to give an account of the deeds that we have done in our lifetime. And I thought about how that, you know, that puts a real fear of God upon my heart, because You know, we just can't be lukewarm maybe one day and spiritual the next day and going like that. We're going to have to walk according to the plan of God. We're going to have to, you know, I thought about this a lot, and a lot of people maybe just take it lightly, you know, and don't realize, brother, you know, hell is real. It's real. And it wasn't made for any soul. It really wasn't made for any soul. But because Christ came, He came and He died on the cross and He suffered a real severe death that you and I could have victory. Brother, we could have victory in our soul. No matter what comes our way, no matter how hard the devil works, God is able to have victory right here, right in this old world where it's cruel, what it seems like, it's getting worse and worse every day, but we can still have victory and peace and joy right here in this world. But the enemy, I thought about this a lot. You know, the enemy, he does not want you to live holy or righteous and godly right here. He don't want you to do that. He wants you to grieve the Lord, that the Lord will seem like the Lord would step back and it would be really awful for a person to go to hell. Really, it will be. But you know, today, we don't have to go. We can have victory and peace and satisfaction right here in this world. We can have that. But it's through the blood of Jesus. But it said here, it said, but know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. It said, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then? This is a question. Who then is going to stand before the judgment bar of God with a pure heart? Brother, we need a pure heart. I want to turn to the 25th chapter of St. Matthew. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Brother, we're going to have to stand before Christ and give an account of the deeds that is done in the body. And it said, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. But it said virgins. 5 of them, no doubt, took heed to the word of God. The 5 virgins was willing to go all the way with God. He was willing to suffer. He was willing to deny himself. He wanted to go to heaven. And I pray today, brother, if we want to go to heaven, we must be pure. We must be holy. Without holiness, it said no man can see the Lord. Brother, today, listen. We want to see the Lord. We want the Lord to say to us, come thou faithful servant. You've been faithful. Brother, listen, we need to be faithful to the Lord. We need to be faithful. We need to endure. It says something about endure to the end. Brother, we're going to have to endure to the end. May the Lord help us today. And it said here, and they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. You know, I thought about the scripture. It said, let your light so shine before men. Brother, we're going to have something within our soul. We're going to have something in our soul to where we can shine out in this old world and realize that this light will touch the hearts of sinner men and women. But we're going to have something inside that will shine out a light. Brother, we need to be a light. But to have a light, we must have something within. May the Lord help us today. And it said here, and took no oil with them, but the wives took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And it said, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Brother, I thought about this. The Lord is tarrying His coming. And because that He is tarrying His coming, He wants every one of us to examine our hearts and be clear when we come before the judgment bar of God. And we must be clear. And it said here, and at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. We must go out to meet the Lord. Every one of us. You know, I thought about it, and we're going to have to give an account. Now just think about that. We're going to have to give an account to ourselves. You know, I thought of myself. I'm not looking at other folks. I'm in a place right now where I could just go out in eternity. Brother, I'm searching my heart. I'm searching my life. You know, today, I'm going to have to stand before God for my own self. I can't stand for my wife. I can't stand for my children. But brother, I'm going to have to stand for God, for my own self, and give an account that I am holy, I am righteous, I am godly, right here, in this day and time. And the Lord will say, come thou faithful. You've been faithful. Oh, Lord, today, help us to be faithful. Help us to walk straight. Help us to pray more. I've been a-praying. Lord, I don't want to miss heaven. It's a serious thing. The scripture says, where the worm dies not, and the far. The far is not going to be quenched. Lord, help us today. Help us to really realize that we need to call upon God from the depths of our heart and really get a clear experience of salvation in our souls. And it said here, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. All those virgins. It said virgins. Isn't that what it said?
Yeah.
All those virgins. That shows me, brother, that 50% of the people that is professing salvation is not going to make it. That's right. Lord help us. You know, this is a reality. This is real. God is real. You know, I've heard them down here at Norman, they say, well, they wonder about Jesus. Brother, if you wonder about Jesus, it's the blood of Jesus that delivers us and makes us clean, makes us pure, makes us spotless.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus. Lord, help us. Oh, may the Lord help us. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil. You know, I thought about, I can't give no one my experience. I can't, what I have and what I have attained and all, brother, I can't give it up. I can't give it away. That's right. I'm going to have to hold on to this. If we've got genuine salvation, brother, you're going to have to hold on to that. You can't give it to nobody. Someone that's maybe as lukewarm and just going about and not concerned at all about their soul. Brother, you can't try to help them. They're going to have to get down to business with God and get an experience of salvation for their own soul.
That's right.
Brother, they're going to have to, you know, there's a lot of people that's in the world today is professing a salvation. Brother, profession will not make it. It won't stand at the judgment bar of God. It will, brother, it will cut you off. That's right. You know, this is a pure, genuine Jesus. He died. He was a pure Savior. He was a perfect Savior. He was willing to die, but because of his death, every soul could have salvation in their hearts. Everyone could have victory in their soul. Everyone. Oh, listen today. Brother, this is a reality. This is real. I appreciate the plan of salvation. I appreciate the real church of God, the true church of God. Brother, it's not going down. If you would get into it, brother, you're going to have to go right along with it. But I want to say today, the devil, he's real too. That's right. And his work is to try to hinder us from receiving the blessing from heaven. He is out there. I thought about this a lot. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, you know, it seemed like, I thought to myself, Lord, shedding of the precious blood, when it took the precious blood of Jesus to save and to heal and to deliver to the uttermost. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the Lord, I couldn't even get up. But you know, the Lord touched me. Oh, I appreciate God. Brother, this is the reality. This is real. God is real. Yes, God is a loving Savior. God is the one that's able to take us through. Brother, I don't want to walk behind the Lord. I want to walk beside the Lord. To beside Jesus. Oh, may God help us today. May the Lord help us today. You know, it said here, give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. It says going out. In the center reverence, it says going out. Brother, it's leaking. We don't want anything. We don't want anything to leak out of our lives. I don't want what I've received from the Lord and I've gained all of this. I don't want to lose it. But the enemy is fighting me so hard that he's wondering and I tell him, devil, get behind me. You don't have nothing in me. I'm going to go through no matter if anyone else goes through or not. I'm going to go through. I can go through. I'm not boasting. You know, people, they say, well, you might say that. But, brother, we can stand up and firmly and say, I am walking in all the ray of light that God has shed on my pathway. And I know the Lord is not going to turn me aside. Lord, help us today. Amen. I've got a burden. Oh, listen. There's people today. Oh, it's a sad situation. You know, we don't want to lose anyone. But the Bible says, love not the world. Brother, like too many people today is loving the world. And there's people today that professing salvation and have television in their homes. Brother, today television is of the devil. That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. So we need to get the devil out of our home. Listen today. Anybody can profess salvation. But I'm talking about real, genuine. I'm talking about genuine. Brother, we need genuine. We don't need a halfway doing. But we need, brother, we need genuine salvation in our souls. May God help us today. It said, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. There won't be. You know, if I make it in to heaven, brother, I need all the grace and the strength and holiness and righteousness and pureness, all that I can have. But you know, Lord, help us today. There's people today, that's professing salvation. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm not a judge. But I know by the scriptures, by the truth of God's own word, that they're walking back of light. Lord help us today. We don't want to walk back of light. Oh, may God help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today to realize this is a reality. And it said, not so lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. Brother, we're going to have to buy for ourselves. Whatever we need, God has it. But we're going to have to humble our hearts before God. We're going to have to plead mercy and plead the blood. God help us today. You know, I thought about this. Who's worthy? Who's worthy? You know the one that's worthy? Is the one that walking in the light that the Lord has revealed to them. We need to walk what God revealed. You know, I thought about how I believe this with all my heart. God reveals truth to every soul. That's right. He shows them their need. He shows them their what they must do. I think the scripture said, believe on the Lord Jesus. Oh, may the Lord help us. Dear Jesus, the one that shed his blood, his precious, I'm talking about his precious blood. I wasn't worthy of his precious blood. That's right. I don't think we all was worthy. But because of God's love and his mercy and his goodness, he makes us worthy. Lord, help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. And it said here, it said, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready, now listen to what this says, and they that were ready went in. Oh, that's a wonderful, you know, that's a wonderful thing that we can get in. But it said here, oh, may God help us. And by they came and they were ready, went in with him to the marriage. And it said the door was shut. Oh, listen today. Don't let the door shut upon us. Don't let it shut upon you. Brother, if it's shut upon you, brother, there's no way. There's no way that you get in when God shuts the door. Lord help us. You know, the Lord has been stirring my heart. I appreciate it. Oh, you know, You know, it said, ones he loved, well, he chastens. But it said here, afterwards came also the other virgin saying, Lord, open to us. Too late. Isn't there a song that says too late? I think we got a song. Too late. Too late. Oh, listen. Today. Let it not be too late for us. Don't let it be too late. Oh, may the Lord help us today to stir our hearts. Lord, open us. You know, we can't just say, Lord, open up. Open up. When the Lord shuts the door, brother, it's shut. There's nobody can open it up. But we need, Lord, help us today. We need genuine salvation in our souls. We need to be clear. Oh, there's a scripture says, how's that there? Oh, what? Clearing. Clearing, brother, listen. We're going to have to be clear. Oh, may God help us today. And it said, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Wouldn't that be a sad? Wouldn't that be a sad time? God is speaking to us. I know you not. I don't know you. Lord, help us today. It says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We don't know. Lord, help us today. I want to turn to Luke, the 13th chapter of Luke. Lord, help us today. And we're going to start at the 25th verse. It says, when once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, Lord, help us today. And to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. Lord, help us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Do we want the Lord to say that to us? Do you want the Lord to say that? Brother, we must be holy.
Yes. That's right.
Like I said, Without holiness. Without holiness. No man or woman or boy or girl can enter in. We must be saved. And I thought about the master of the house. when he shuts the door, oh Lord, help us. Help us out. Shut the door. You know, that's a sad thing to me. Really it is. Sad thing. When the door is shut. Lord help. I'd say when the door is shut, the people is lost. He's not going to open up for anyone. But I thought about how that, you know, people today, oh, may God help us, living a haphazardous way. They're going to be disappointed.
That's right.
You know, you might not see things, but I thought about this. People, the devil has blinded their minds. And you know, they think, well, I don't know if this is true or not. That's what the world is saying. But I want to say today, if we die, and if we die lost, brother, you're going to see, your spirit is going to see this. But then, it's too late. Too late. You shut the door. Too late. Lord help me. This is something that is serious, and it's something that we need to take serious in this life. Where are we going to spend eternity? Where are we going to be? This is a question. We need to ask this question ourselves. Where will I be if the Lord calls me from time to eternity? How is it going to be with our soul? But you don't see it now. The world don't see it now. But when they die, then they'll see. They'll see it then. Too late. What's that? Lord, help us today. I'm burdened. I'm concerned. Jesus purchased his bride. How he purchased, he died on the cross, shed his precious blood, that every soul can be saved. Every soul can have that peace and that satisfaction and that contentment in our soul. And I want to say here, share another thing. This up and down experience, it will hinder our children.
Yes.
That's right. It'll hinder precious souls in the church of God. It'll hinder them from really getting a hold that genuine salvation. It will hinder.
That's true.
Lord help us. You pray for me. I want to make heaven my home. My desire, my whole desire, is that I'll see Jesus. I'll see Jesus. I want to see Him, Brother Leslie. I want to see Him so bad. This is why that I am examining myself and cutting off things that I know that is not right. Because I want to go to heaven. So I pray. I pray that every one of us considers this little saying that, you know, there's another scripture said that the Lord don't always strive. And don't that mean that always work with men? Deal with men? Deal with women? You know, like I said, He's a merciful God. And He'll deal and deal and deal with you. But it's going to come a time. It's going to come a time that the Lord is going to shut the door. And then we're just out on our own. No hope. No way out. I pray today that these few thoughts will encourage and comfort our hearts. Amen.